Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Showers and thunderstorms likely today, cloudy with our high nearing 60. Showers continue early tonight, then staying cloudy with a low around 51. Partly sunny throughout Tuesday with our high of 74, and mostly clear throughout Tuesday night with a low around 49. Sunny with a high nearing 80 on Wednesday, and a slight chance for some rain showers Wednesday night with a low of 54. And more rain on Thursday with a high of 80. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Former Kansas State lawmaker Michael Capps has officially been convicted of 12 different felonies for lying on applications for federal COVID-19 relief funding and was officially sentenced on Thursday last week to 2 years and 3 months in prison. As KAKE News reports, the former Representative Capps tried to argue for probation in the court documents, citing Capps' Air Force service in combat zones, with prosecutors asking for 4 years and 3 months in prison after stealing nearly $500,000 in funds that were meant to help businesses during the COVID-19 pandemic. In addition to the prison time, the U.S. District Judge also sentenced Capps to 2 years of supervised release and ordered him to pay more than $500,000 in restitution and the forfeiture of illegal proceeds. After the trial, the jury had convicted the lawmaker back in December on 4 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of money laundering, 3 counts of making false statements on loan applications, and 1 count of bank fraud. He had served a single term in the Kansas House of Representatives in the 2019 and 2020 years.
Today's the month for electrifying deals at Midwest Kia. The long-awaited return of rebates is here, so take advantage of factory incentives on 8 different all-new Kia models with as much as $7,500 in lease cash or special 2.99% APR for 66 months. That's right, electrify your ride with up to $7,500 in lease cash on 2023 EV6 or purchase with a special APR of 2.99% for 66 months. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Searching for a quality pre-owned vehicle? At Midwest Kia, we have doubled our inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles and are proud to be the only local dealer that can offer Kia manufacturer certification, giving you the peace of mind you deserve. Drive away with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty on every new and certified pre-owned Kia today. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Bonus for well-qualified lessees. Limited powertrain warranty valid May 2nd to June 1st.
One high school student in the state of Kansas will have their art display up on display in the nation's capital for an entire year. As KAKE News reports, the announcement came from U.S. Congresswoman Sharice Davids from the 3rd Congressional District, saying that Kenzie Savage, a high school student from the Gardner-Edgerton area, submitted their painting titled Wander Through the Woods that won the 2023 Congressional Art Competition for the 3rd District. According to the Congresswoman, it is an art competition that happens every year. As she says, now the painting is headed to the U.S. Capitol, where it will be displayed for the public for the next year, which you can find online at jcprd.com. In other news, a traveling Vietnam Veterans Memorial replica known as the Wall That Heals made its way through the state of Kansas over the weekend. As KAKE News reports, that the Walls That Heal made its way to Great Bend over the weekend, giving individuals an opportunity to see the memorial wall that's a replica of the one that sits in Washington, D.C. Family and friends showed up to see the wall, including Vietnam veterans who talked about their life experiences and the friends that they lost during the conflict. But American Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. With the COVID-19 pandemic over for the most part across the nation, many states are looking to bring tourism back as one of their main focal points for revenue and to get people out and about to enjoy certain parts of the country. And Grand Island, Nebraska says that they bring in nearly $170 million worth of business in the Tri-Cities area, especially with some of their springtime events at the Nebraska State Fairgrounds, where they enjoy thoroughbred racing, livestock shows, and other festivities for the public.
Water Park really is the big engine of tourism in this town. When things are happening at Fawner Park, our whole town is busy. It really is. Those events, sometimes simultaneously, 2, 3, 4, 5 events can be happening at the same time.
That was Brad Belima, the director of the Grand Island Tourism on KSNB at Local Channel 4. They say with all the great festivities, along with the casino in the area, Fawner Park is the quote-unquote whole package, as they say it's important to try and offer something to everyone at all times. But American Network News.
message from Cover Kansas. Medicaid renewals have been on pause since 2020 and will resume in 2023. If your address with CanCare is not up to date, you might not get a renewal letter in the mail and could lose Medicaid or CHIP coverage this year. Go to cancare.ks.gov and click the red chat icon to update or verify your contact information today. That's cancare.ks.gov. Sponsored by Community Care Network of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. TC Energy, owner of the Keystone Pipeline, announced Friday the company is completing its in-creek recovery after approximately 12,000 barrels of oil spilled into a Washington County creek in December. TC Energy says it finished the in-creek recovery of the discharged oil affecting Mill Creek and will continue progressing with restoration activities along the shoreline. The company expects to be on site until fall to continue monitoring the environment, which is subject to change due to timing. Kansas Department of Transportation will begin a resurfacing project in Marshall County on K-9 and K-99 on Tuesday. The project spans approximately 10 miles from Frankfort to the U.S. 36 junction. Traffic will be restricted to one lane, directed by a pilot car and flaggers. There will also be a 10-foot width restriction in the work zone. Drivers could plan for delays up to 15 minutes Monday through Friday, Saturdays as needed, during daylight hours through late June. Hall Brothers of Marysville is contractor on the $1.8 million project on K-9 and K-99 in Marshall County, 10 miles north from Frankfort to the U.S. 36 junction. Registration deadline is Monday for Choose the Arts, a week-long summer camp providing arts education for elementary students. To be held at the Valley Heights and Marysville High Schools, May 30th through June 2nd, it's sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Open for students leaving first grade to those leaving sixth grade, the camp runs 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. Campers will include arts activities by age group with visual arts, theater, instrumental music, movement, and vocal music. Campers will be assigned to groups with high school and college age students as counselors to facilitate supervision and engagement. Instruction will also be provided on the prevention of drug and alcohol abuse, as well as bullying prevention. The Valley Heights camp fee is $75. The Marysville camp fee is $65. Scholarships are available. The fee includes a T-shirt. Registration forms are available on the Marshall County Arts Cooperative website, marshallcountyarts.org, or for more information, phone 785-859-4260. Gage County authorities responding to a call in the 400 block of South 10th Street in Wymore late Thursday morning for a disturbance after terroristic threats were reportedly issued against a neighboring resident. 54-year-old Fabian Ross of Wymore was arrested after he was found asleep inside his parked vehicle in an alley behind the home. Marshall and Washington counties qualify as adjacent counties to 44 Nebraska counties, including Gage, Pawnee, and Jefferson, eligible to apply for low-interest federal disaster loans from the U.S. Small Business Administration to offset economic losses because of reduced revenues caused by drought that began April 25th. Small non-farm businesses, ag cooperatives, and most private nonprofit organizations of any size may qualify for economic injury disaster loans up to $2 million to help meet financial obligations and operating expenses, which could have been met had the disaster not occurred. Eligibility is based on the financial impact of a disaster, not on actual property damage. Businesses primarily engaged in farming or ranching are not eligible for SBA disaster assistance. Applications and information are available online, disasterloansassistance.sba.gov, or call the SBA's Customer Service Center at 1-800-659-2955. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, mashed sweet potato, mixed veggie and blushing pears. Tomorrow, chicken patty, tater tots, broccoli and cheese with fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In this area, storms are inevitable. If one of these recent storms has caused damage to your roof, the call you need to make is to Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca. Serving North Central and Northeast Kansas, call 785-336-1583. Offering free estimates and the highest quality work, call Lozano Construction and Roofing today. Mother Nature moves quickly. Respond quicker by calling 785-336-1583 for all of your storm damage needs. That's Lozano Construction and Roofing in Seneca.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms likely today, staying slightly cooler with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. More showers may continue early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Slightly warmer throughout Tuesday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-70s. And staying clear throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s. Even warmer on Wednesday, more sunshine with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then another chance for some rain showers throughout Wednesday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the mid-50s. Showers may continue throughout Thursday as well, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-70s and lower 80s. And showers still possible Thursday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More rain early on Friday, then partly sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Then clearing up throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. Still staying sunny as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid 70s and mostly clear skies throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, mid-May 76, record high on this date 94. The average low 54 and the record low 29. Sunset this evening 8:33, sunrise the morning at 6:14. Cloudy, overcast, and steady rain showers continue and will likely continue much of the day today. Along the northern tier of Kansas County, a pretty good band of activity extending out to the central part of Kansas, and then kind of loops around down to the central part of Kansas around Salina. Again, welcome rain showers this Monday morning, the 15th of May. KNDY News Time 717. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
National Skilled Nursing Week honors cultivating kindness by practicing compassion and kindness. Not only do these acts improve one's health and well-being, but also strengthens human connection and bonds. Skilled Career Centers and their staff have shown an incredible and steadfast commitment to providing high-level quality care and continuing to cultivate kindness. This week celebrates Skilled Nursing Centers, their residents, and staff. Hanover Long-Term Care offers skilled care and compassion with the same nurses as Hanover Hospital. Rely on their professional approach and experience while maintaining a sense of home and community. Celebrate Skilled Nursing Career Week this week and all year long. Complete care you can rely on, Hanover Hospital and Long-Term Care. Committed to care in a rural setting, Frankfort Community Care Home has been specializing in quality care since 1972. As the only care home in the county providing podiatry services, Frankfort Community Care Home provides spiritual, social, and recreational activities to enhance their residents' total well-being. You'll be confident when you choose Frankfort Community Care Home.
Tatum makes history as the Celtics advance and the Golden Knights move on. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Jason Tatum scored an NBA playoff game 7 record 51 points in the Eastern Conference semi with Philadelphia, holding the 76ers to just 10 points in the third quarter en route to a 112-88 win. Post game?
I gotta give a lot of credit to the crowd. We needed that. This is probably the loudest the Garden has been in like a year. I mean, we fed off that energy, and we're going to need that the rest of the way.
The Celtics advance to the Eastern Conference Finals against the Heat. Stanley Cup playoffs, the Golden Knights look to close out the Oilers in Edmonton in Game 6 of the Western Semis. Jonathan Marchessault scored twice in the second period to put the Golden Knights up 3-2 and look to complete the hat trick in the same period.
It's now 4-on-4 again. Petrangelo left. Marchessault shoots! He scores!
yours! Call on KKGK. Marchessault's hat trick lifted Vegas to a 5-2 win. They advanced to the Western Conference Finals. Baseball's top team, the Rays, look to salvage a split of their four-game series with the Yankees in New York. Top five tied at 4, 2 out, and the sacks packed.
Swinging a high drive towards right center. Heading back, Judge. Grand slam!
The call on WDAE, Taylor Walls' slam put the Rays up 8-4 and they held on to win 8-7. In Toronto, the Blue Jays were down 5-4 in the bottom of the ninth with the bases juiced.
Swing at a ground ball towards the hole. Base hit into left field. Vladdy scores to tie the game. Here comes Chapman to win it.
Call on SN 590, Danny Jansen's two-run single completed the comeback. Toronto wins 6-5 to complete a sweep of the Braves in Toronto. The Dodgers blanked the Padres 4-0. The Pirates shut out the Orioles 4-0. The Cardinals topped the Red Sox 9-1. Soccer, or football, as the world calls it. Barcelona won its first La Liga title since Lionel Messi left the club in 2019. A 4-2 win over Espanyol. Enraged Espanyol fans chased Barcelona players off the field as they were celebrating and singing at Center Circle. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Here's a look at your Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. It is Monday, May the 15th. All right, Dustin, you guys have wheat field days coming up. What exactly is that, and how can someone participate in this?
Yes, our main field day is here at our main location in Yoder on Tuesday, May 16th at 7:15, starting in the morning with breakfast. And we have 44 different varieties from five different genetic supplying companies, KWA, OGI, Westbred, AgriPro, and Lima Grain Cereal Seeds. And so we'll have representatives from each of those companies here to talk about their varieties and catch everybody up to date. Everybody is welcome to come. We invite all farmers from around the area.
Yeah, how did this come about? When did you guys get started with this?
Oh, goodness. We've been doing this field day for, I would believe, about 15 years now. We started this back when Tom Klayman and myself bought the business, and we decided that having a showcase to know what's going on with the newest varieties would be a great opportunity to farmers to learn what they need to be looking for on their farm.
Oh, that is excellent. Now, you guys will be serving breakfast on that Tuesday there in Hutchinson. Talk about how someone can get involved with this and partake of a good breakfast and get some great information.
Yes, if any farmers would like to come, they can show up here around 7:15 in the morning. Our address is 9218 South Halstead Street.
And that's coming up tomorrow. That's a look at your Ag News.
With the previous Farm Bill expiring this year, the 2023 Farm Bill discussions began last year and will likely continue for some time. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State Extension Policy Specialist Jenny Ift shares insight on what the Farm Bill is.
It provides a safety net for people that produce food and for people that eat food. It also provides a lot of public goods. The major one is the diverse set of conservation programs run by the USDA. 99% of the Farm Bill is under those categories. But there's a lot that goes on under what I call the 1%. You know, whether it's supporting research and extension, there's a lot of funding that goes to rural communities. There's the Forestry Service. There's the Farm Service Agency loan programs. The list goes on and on. The major part of the Farm Bill, and actually we should say the Farm and Food Bill if we want to be really accurate, but you're looking at 80 to 85% of Farm Bill spending for nutrition programs. So Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, used to be known as food stamps. But that's where the bulk of the spending goes.
IFT explains the procedure for creating the farm bill.
So usually the process is going to get started a couple years before the current farm bill expires. Whether it's the analysis required to set the budget or actually writing the legislation, the compromises that go into this, different interest groups working together, that's sort of evolved over decades. So legislatures, they'll do formal hearings, testimonies, they'll go out and do listening tours with their constituents, as well as a lot of informal conversations that go on. After you have that process, you're going to have legislation. Typically, the House will have their farm bill, the Senate will have theirs. They'll have to go to committee and work it out, and then that one has to go back out to each House. And that process can get done, you know, sometimes by the time the current one expires, sometimes you get a couple extensions. So that process can look a little different from farm bill to farm bill, and it can be quite drawn out.
IFT goes on to highlight how the farm bill benefits the public.
First and foremost, it's a funding bill for a lot of big and small programs that are the regular part of doing business in almost all parts of agriculture. So talking farming, the safety net programs. So you have the federal crop insurance program, ARC, PLC, that's price loss coverage, that make payments when prices or revenue are lower than usual. You also have some disaster programs that are authorized by the farm bill. So you think about the drought going on now. So there's been payments made that have helped farms cope with all the losses. It doesn't solve these problems, but it helps businesses get through. The other part is just all the public goods that are being provided. So these are things that potentially benefit everybody or the large group of people. So if you think about the conservation programs, lowering erosion, water quality, there's a lot of benefits that aren't just for the people that do it. And that's why there's public funds involved. Think about research and extension, which of course we love here at K-State. Some of the Farm Bill funds provide funding for some of the work that we do that provide a lot of public benefit.
That was Jenny Ift, K-State Extension Policy Specialist, sharing insight into what the Farm Bill does. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Good morning, Dennis Enrix from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's certainly a Monday, and a good Monday as it drizzles here in Beatrice, and certainly we'll let it drizzle. Well, we're here today. We'll start at 10 o'clock, folks, and hey, the markets feel good. Last week's markets, again, pretty much tied up there by Thursday, 175 to 177 in the cash, 280 in the carcass. Certainly follows last week's trend a little bit, and we'll just hang in there and hope for better things in the future. With a 10 o'clock start here on the way ups, and we do have a lot of those this morning at 12 noon, we will get into the hay department. Right now with forecasts, there's no square bales. We certainly have round bales. In the round alfalfa, there's 10 fourth cut at 1560. There's 10 third cut at 1544. There's 8 first cut at 1620. And there's 9 round alfalfa. Do not have cutting on it, but it looks pretty good. In the round prairie, you talk about good. We've got two groups of 10 in the round prairie. The round brome looks excellent. There's a group of 8, 8, and 8. In the round grass, there's groups of 5, 5, 6, 16, and 10. In the round rye, there is 5. Well, when we come back to the inside, we're certainly going to start on baby calves. And, folks, there could be a lot of calves here today. We do have right now 6 black and red bottle bull and heifer calves. They're going to be 2 weeks to 7 weeks old. When we get in the family department, we certainly got 3 good black families. They're going to be that 5, 6, 7-year-old. 2 of those got black December calves on them. Nice families, folks. And then there's another family of that group that will be about a 3-week-old calf. Now I get another group of 8 black and red families. They're certainly going to be running age. The calves are going to be multiple colored calves. They're going to be 3-week-old calves in that department there. In the feeder cattle, it's a light run. We've got a great set of yearlings, folks, so let's talk about those. The Zala's cattle out of Denton. It's going to be 7 char heifers. They're going to be 5 to 650. The Timian cattle out of Cook is 6 black and black baldies. They're going to be 5 to 550 pounds. The Grunewald's out of Pickrell's got a nice set of light calves, 13 black steering heifers. They're going to be 250 to 375. Jeff Party out of Adams has got 104 black steers. They're going to be black ground yearlings, 875 to 900. Woods out of Palmyra has got a small group of 9 black steering heifers, 5 to 600. The Brugman Catawata Adams her 20 black steer and heifers are going to be 500 to 600. And Burkett out of Wilbur's got 18 red, white, face, black heifers. They're going to be 375 to 575. We'll certainly catch a handful here this morning. But as everybody starts to try to go to grass, these lighter weight cattle certainly are going to be lesser as the families go to family, but go to pasture. But certainly give us a call, Tanya Rick or Denny at 223-3571. Along with Ryan Sommerhalder, Gail Harden, we certainly appreciate your business. So, well, that is going to round it up for the week. Certainly coming up here, we do have a sale next week. Then we fall into the Memorial Day holiday. So we will close on that Monday, and we will be back on June 5th as we start that summer schedule. So, folks, well, that does it here today. You certainly can keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Cloudy, overcast, light to moderate showers this morning. Continue. 55 degrees this hour. Looks like the shower activity could continue off and on throughout a good part of the morning, at least.
You might assume that vegetables are more nutritious when eaten raw, and you would often be wrong. It's all about veggies that benefit from being cooked, from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, May 15th, the 135th day of the year. The wonderful Wizard of Oz, author L. Frank Baum, was born on this day. Vegetables pack the most nutritional punch when eaten raw, right? Well, not always. There are some vegetables that are healthier when cooked. Consider asparagus. Cooking breaks down cell walls in the plant, making it easier for our body to absorb its nutrients. Likewise, compared to raw cooked carrots, have higher levels of beta-carotene. Mushrooms provide few benefits when uncooked, but cooking releases compounds that enhance our immune system. With other veggies, you'll want to weigh the trade-offs. Cooking tomatoes, for example, releases lycopene, but reduces vitamin C content. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the old farmer? Ask it online at almanac.com.
Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It was not a good weekend for the Royals. They got swept by the Brewers at Milwaukee. The Royals lost 5-1 on Friday, 4-3 on Saturday, and 9-6 yesterday. The Royals will stay on the road as they go to face the San Diego Padres for a three-game series. Start tonight, 8:40 Central Time will be the first pitch. After losing their first game in the American Athletic Conference tournament, it was pretty apparent that the Wichita State Shocker softball team was not going to get to host a regional, and that is what the selection committee decided as well, sending the Shockers to the Stillwater region. The team will make its third consecutive NCAA regional appearance and will open the tournament against Nebraska. They will play Friday night at 6 o'clock. The game will be aired on ESPNU. It was good news for the NBA over the weekend as their biggest star, LeBron James, will be in the conference final game. The Lakers will take on the Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals. Miami will face Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs.
Marysville High School in the state tennis tournament lost the first match in singles and doubles competition on Friday. The doubles team of Blake Spicer and Simeon Wassum bounced back, taking ninth place in the tournament after losing a tiebreaker in their first match. In singles competition, Titus Wassum lost his first match in a tiebreaker Friday. Regional golf at Sabetha Monday postponed until Tuesday on account of the weather.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
KNDY.
It's cold this time of year, and the people in this city make it colder. They've all forgotten what it means to lend a hand to cry on a shoulder. In this land of opportunity, we fight like hell to make an extra dime. It would surely get the best of me without the heaven in my woman's eyes. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that makes life's hell a better place to be. It's a heaven in my woman's eyes that gives the inspiration that I need. Sometimes it seems a man is born to lose, no matter how hard he tries. Life on earth would sure be hell without the heaven in my woman's eyes. Simplicity was once a way of life, now it's buried without